T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Red Bigs.
Bigs time.
Bigs.
With Mully and Haw.
Bigs time.
The Bigs Report with Brad Biggs.
Bigs time.
Biggsy.
His name is Brad Biggs.
Brad Biggs talks football with you.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Brad Biggs, the football man of the Chicago Tribune, a long time contributor to this station and a valued friend, and he joins us now on the Score hotline. Big Z.
Morning, Brad.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Well, happy draft day, Brad. Happy Caleb Williams Day. Happy rest of your life day. This is a transformative draft for the Chicago Bears. At least that's what people are praying for.
Yes, well, when they're not praying for a new stadium, they're saying prayer for this being a transformative draft, and it's got an opportunity. They've got to get the right players, and then it becomes about draft and development, but you cannot overstate the excitement that has been building for months for the Bears for this situation, an opportunity to have a pair of picks in the top 10 for the first time since 1979. The quarterback's there. We've known forever. They're going to take him. He's going to be the leader of the offense. And the suspense remains now as to what happens after Caleb Williams is on board and announced as the number one pick shortly after 7 p.m. this evening.
So that's going to happen. The Bears are going to celebrate, and Caleb Williams will arrive and make his first impression likely tomorrow. After he is selected, Brad, as you point out, what move or series of moves are you looking for that might tell you or leave a hint that whoever the Bears want to draft, let's say it's Roma Dunze, that he will be there when they're on the clock at number 9?
Well, I think that starts with quarterbacks coming off the board. The more quarterbacks that come off the board in picks 2 through 8, the better chance the Bears have of one of their guys being pushed to them. And then you're talking about the number of offensive linemen that come off the board. If Rome is the guy they want, and I think he would be very difficult to pass on at number 9, you're going to need some offensive tackles to start coming off the board as well. You might need a defensive player to come off the board. So those are the primary factors, but it's going to start with the quarterbacks.
Yeah, I understand that. And, you know, frankly, every question that you're going to ask after tonight is going to be, how is the quarterback? What's going on with the quarterback? Have they helped the quarterback enough? Does the quarterback have enough? Is Shane Waldron the guy to help the quarterback? This becomes a QB-centric season the minute you bring in what you believe to be a guy that can lead you to the promised land.
Absolutely. And they've got a better landing spot right now for Caleb Williams than just about any team you can think of that has been in this position, selecting at the top of the draft, preparing to bring in a quarterback than you've seen in a long, long time. Like, how many of these teams in the last quarter century that have had the top pick and have been sitting there waiting for the quarterback. It's going to be this quarterback, or it's going to be one of these two quarterbacks that can walk into a situation where you've got a DJ Moore and a Keenan Allen and a Cole Kmet and Gerald Everett, a couple guys in the backfield, an offensive line that has some youth with hope that there will be some improvements made this season, a defense that through the second half of last season was playing solid football. I mean, that's walking into a pretty good situation, all things considered, with where the pick is. You know, is the Bears roster ready to go toe-to-toe with the 49ers or the Chiefs or the Ravens? No, but the Bears roster has come a long way in two seasons, and it's miles ahead of the team. Look at last year. You know, the Panthers picked number one after the trade, and look what Bryce Young walked into. I mean, this is immeasurably better than what the Houston Texans had in place a year ago when they drafted DJ Stroud with the second pick. So it's going to be a strong situation for Caleb Williams. There's going to be development that needs to happen. There are going to be mistakes. There's going to be learning curves. All the stuff that rookie quarterbacks encounter, Caleb's going to run into that stuff. But you have to feel like the Bears have got a unique opportunity for him to grow and develop.
And during his Play 60 event in Detroit on Wednesday, he was asked about what the Bears should do at number nine, and he threw out his high school teammate, Olu Fashanu, which is an option as a left tackle from Penn State, Brad. But so are the other options. Maybe Troy Fontenot from Washington. Maybe it's Joe Alt that falls from Notre Dame. I doubt it. Or maybe wherever J.C. Latham goes from Alabama. The tackles in the top 10 also, there could be a run on them if as many teams want to move up, as some reports are indicating. What do you think about Fashanu if they end up with him at number nine?
Well, I mean, you're talking about a guy with a lot of athletic traits to fit that left tackle position, and then you're comfortable keeping Darnell Wright where he is on the right side. Fashanu was a guy back early in the college season. You thought about him as maybe the top offensive tackle off the board. And that's one of the interesting things I think about the tackle group for this draft, is you talk about the strength with some guys that are going to have some high grades across the league on different boards, and depth as well, right? There's depth at that position. I don't know that you're going to find many teams that stack these guys up the same way, though. Like, I don't know that there is a consensus slam dunk that's the top guy. Now, a lot of people point to Joe Alt, and he very well may be the one that most teams have atop their list. But I think if you said, give me your top five offensive linemen in this draft, I think you'd have a huge disparity from team to team to team. You know, one guy's number two could be another guy's number five. Some teams' number six could be a number team's number three. So that's going to make it interesting. And for the teams in serious need there, they're in a pretty good spot, because you got a chance to get a good one, and maybe you maneuver a little bit to try to get the one that you personally favor in this situation.
Brad, I said earlier today we were talking about the value of different positions, and I said you can learn something from what the Detroit Lions did yesterday. They gave contract extensions to both Penny Sewell and Amon-Ra St. Brown. And Penny Sewell got more guaranteed money, but he didn't get as much money as Amon-Ra St. Brown. And Penny Sewell is a better player than Amon-Ra St. Brown. In other words, he's a better tackle than Amon-Ra St. Brown is a wide receiver. They're both really good players, but I think the value of the receiver position underscores how, if Roma Dunze is there at nine, I know you said the Bears would take him, but I think that's an example of how valuable that position has become – And, you know, you're giving a perennial Pro Bowl guy, he's made a couple Pro Bowls now, you're giving him $25 million a year, whatever it is, that tells you that teams are paying wide receivers as much as they're paying. Actually, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that Penei Sewell became the richest offensive lineman in the game yesterday. So I guess what I'm saying is, do you believe that the wide receiver position is being paid like a quarterback now, and you ought to take advantage of the position in the draft you have?
Yeah, I mean, not quite like the quarterback, but
right.
The,
I'm saying
there has been right. Yeah, there has been a shift in thinking over the last decade for sure. And what's the emphasis on? It's on players who can do what? Score touchdowns, right? And that's why Odunze, with the Bears situation, this isn't a one-year draft. You're not looking at this simply through the lens of the 2024 season. When you're drafting a player, especially in round one, you're taking a long view. You're taking a 4 or 5 year glimpse at your roster and how it is going to evolve over that period. And with Keenan Allen in the final year of his deal, I believe he turns 32 on Saturday, going into year 12. You know, how far off into the future is Keenan Allen in that roster picture for the Bears? You grab a guy like Odunze, you believe he can develop as an NFL star, you're set then, right? You pay DJ Moore at some point. He's got 2 years remaining on his deal. Then you've got the nice mix of established top-tier veteran receiver with young up-and-coming playmaker on a rookie deal. You're not paying two of them. It would be difficult to pass on Odunze if he's there at 9 for Ryan Poles, in my opinion. And I'd be very curious as to the explanation as to why, if that's something that happens this evening. I mean, it's possible he's not on the board at 9, guys, but, man, if he's there, that's going to be difficult to pass on again as you look at this Bears roster and how it'll look in 25, 26, 27, and further down the road.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I think we're all in agreement there, Brad. We all have said Roma Dunze makes a lot of sense. Let's talk, though, about the possible alternative, because we have to weigh everything. On defense, if you're at a position to take, maybe it'll be the first defensive player off the board. You wrote well about Byron Murphy in the Sunday Tribune about the defensive tackle that is the engine of that defense. Jared Verse versus, you know, Dallas Turner, that's another debate that you might have. If they went defense, what direction do you think they might head if they take guy number 9?
I like the idea of taking the defensive tackle, Byron Murphy, guys. I think he's got a chance to have a really good NFL career. As I talked to people around the league, you know, I had a veteran defensive coordinator call me the other day, and we were kind of shooting the ball on a variety of topics. And I said, "Hey, what do you think about the edge rushers in this class?" And I sort of got a, yeah, there's some nice players. There's not a difference maker. And if there's a difference maker, you'd be doing what? You'd be talking about one of those guys going in the top three or four picks, right? There's no Myles Garrett in this class. If there's a Myles Garrett, you're looking at it and you're saying, what in the world can the Bears do to get this guy after they draft Caleb Williams? So the decent players off the edge, I would look at them getting that three technique, just knowing how they prioritized it. That's the big move they wanted to make in 2022 in free agency with Larry Ogunjobi. They used two picks last year. And if they draft Murphy, it's not a condemnation of Jervon Dexter or Zach Pickens. They believe in playing defensive linemen in waves. Dexter's going to get better this season. He's not a traditional three tech. He's probably a better fit next to the three tech. So you set yourself up there. So that's why Murphy at nine would not be a surprise to me. Maybe off a slight trade down you get him. I don't know how long he's going to remain on the board tonight. And I would think that if the Falcons pick at number eight, he's got a chance to go to Atlanta if the Falcons don't move out. Was told the other day that that eight pick is kind of a hot spot for teams in the back half of the top part of round one. I'm looking at the Minnesota, the Vegas, Denver, all these teams that could be in the market for a quarterback. If one of those top four guys trickles down to eight, you'd have to believe somebody's moving up with the Falcons to grab a quarterback right there. It's not a move necessarily to get in front of the Bears, but I think it's a move to find a landing spot to get a quarterback.
It's amazing to me how many teams are in this draft that do not have a real option at quarterback, right? That don't guy in the roster.
Yeah. Right. I mean, but like, just picture the Bears at various points over the last 20 years, and that's them,
that's right?
I mean, as you follow the Bears, you know exactly what it's like to be in the Denver Broncos building this morning right now, wondering, what the hell's, how's it going to shake out? What in the world are we going to do? Right. I mean, that's been the existence at Halas Hall for so long. And that's why I think the excitement is such, it's palpable for what they can accomplish with Caleb Williams. And then through the rest of this weekend.
With so much momentum, Brad, and so much to gain and reason for optimism, what do you think that Ryan Poles' appetite is to trade back and maybe gather an extra asset or two? Do you think that that will kick in maybe for the final two picks, or do you think that could kick in as early as tonight? Because if you go into a draft thinking I'm open for business, that's one thing. But if you go into the draft thinking if the right guy is there at number nine, I'm going to stay and I'm more inclined to do that, I think that's what most people would prefer, but I don't know if that's the way he's going to approach it.
Yeah, I think it's got to depend on the offer, right? Like, are you trading down where you feel great about what you're getting? Because if you're not feeling great, stay there and take the player. I can understand moving down a few slots if you've got a cloud of players, a group of players where, hey, we got a really similar grade on these three or four guys, and we know we're going to be able to get one of them. And then look at this. We could add a little depth to our draft here, and maybe this gives us an opportunity to get another a player on day two that we're super excited about that we otherwise don't feel like we'd be in the range for. I can see it both ways, but man, at the end of the day, you know, I look at it and I say what this roster really needs besides the quarterback and the quarterback to become a player is difference makers, and find yourself a difference maker. Don't overthink it. Make your football team better Thursday night.
I read something yesterday and I don't remember where, and I didn't have time to look it up, but someone wrote that the last receiver not named DJ Moore to catch a touchdown pass for the Bears was Chase Claypool. at the beginning of the season. That seems crazy.
An outside, yeah, like an outside wide receiver.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's insane. So that answers your question. Or if you're talking about how do you get players that can be multipliers, touchdowns. But I think, Brad, if I gave you five as the number of trades that are going on in this particular draft, would you take an over and under on that?
You're talking about round one tonight?
Round one tonight only. How many draft trades do you anticipate?
I think we get to six. I mean, you could have
yeah.
You could have three dropped in the top, I don't know, eight. Right, I mean, it can get nutty, and that's what a guy kind of predicted the other day when I was chatting with the GM, and he's like, you know, he's like, after Caleb Williams, he's like, this top 10 could be wild, like he's the buckle up. You could have some real movement. So it's going to be super exciting. It'll give us countless mornings to. To kick around different topics moving forward, and should set up for a really intriguing Bears season ahead, guys.
Last thing, Brad, where does J.J. McCarthy end up?
That's a great question. I was told New England was really smitten with him, and I reflected that in the first couple mock drafts I did, and I think I pivoted to Drake May there. But nothing would surprise me with him. And, you know, I saw something the other day where someone wrote, you know, during the football season, nobody was talking about him as a first-round pick. Well, maybe some people weren't, but teams I was speaking to back through the fall certainly were, because they recognized a lot of what was going on at Michigan, and they knew how Harbaugh felt about him and kind of – how McCarthy had developed there, the stats. You can't go by the college statistics. So he's been held in super high regard. Does that mean he's just locked to go in the top 10? No, I don't think I would say that. But he's certainly got a chance, and I could see him coming off the board at three. And if that's the case, you're going to have a whole gaggle of teams probably then. In hot pursuit of Drake May. Arizona's sitting there at four, which could be a valuable trade-out pick for them. But the Cardinals own a zillion picks. Like, they've got multiple picks in round one. There's no shortage of draft capital in Arizona. So I think to convince the Cardinals to move, you're really going to have to pay because they could just sit there and take – the top non-quarterback on their board. They could walk away with Marvin Harrison Jr. and say, you know, we didn't need all the extra picks. We got a ton coming anyway.
Yeah, and having had Fitz take them to a Super Bowl, you could argue, that tells you they will value that position value Marvin Harrison Jr. All right, buddy, thank you. Have a great time tonight. We'll look forward to it.
Thanks, Brad.
Have a great day, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.